Discourse 14, August 18, 1932, Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou mighty impelling force and intelligence, governing thy wonderful creation, animate and inanimate, we give praise and thanks for that great privilege of being in thy great individualization. We give praise and thanks that we have within our consciousness thy presence centered there all-powerfully, all-intelligently governing all substance, so that we may command and be obeyed. We give praise that we are one with thee, Almighty Father, and that it is not a dream that we are children of the mighty God. We do have thy mighty power to use for almighty good. May thy wisdom guide, thy light enfold, and thy intelligence direct us unerringly, that we may enter quickly into thy eternal perfection. I bring you love and greetings from the host of light and the friendly Deva. This Deva was much pleased that this good brother was able to see the overshadowing radiation. There is one at present overshadowing Chicago, maintaining its radiation here. The Discourse. It seems to me that it would be well to have a clearer understanding of the activity of free will. Children, as a rule, choose their parents, those to whom they shall be born in this earthly life. Those who are to do special work are sometimes assisted by the great ones in making their choice. No one can be blamed for conditions except the individual himself. No child can blame the parent for anything. No individual can blame anyone but himself for what seems to be lacking in this matter. Energy is always present in great abundance, but if not rightly used, things cannot be accomplished. Any affliction within the individual is his or her own creation. This must be recognized by students, so there will be no drifting away from their own responsibility. Every individual is a god in embryo, and can call forth limitless power to use for his advancement at any and all times. The cause of one's seeming slowness of advancement many times is because the student or individual is consciously or unconsciously looking for the manifestation rather than the joy of entering into the great heart of God's great silence. If once the students truly understand this, it opens a new gateway to their growth and causes them to look entirely within themselves for everything. The inclination of the human or outer activity to continually be looking for something outside upon which to blame their own shortcomings is the great stumbling block to the rapid progress of many. I am clearly aware of the great controversy which existed at one time over the idea of free will, but that does not alter the truth in any way. I tell you, everyone has free will, and is commanded to choose whether they shall serve the upward or downward course, and no one can say them nay in their own choice. Those who choose the upward path have the mighty presence, intelligence, and power of the ascended host and the great devas to assist them in every manner that is permissible. Again, it is well to remind the earnest student to keep looking to and asking the mighty presence to show him clearly the way and to answer his questions, because if the student will sincerely ask that mighty inner presence to do it, those questions will be answered. And after a few experiences, he will find the answers coming quickly and surely. Such effort will give the added impetus and stimulus to make this an easy and continuous activity. The sincere student should call on the law of forgiveness every day and give praise and thanks for having come to the point of consciously knowing the mighty God within. The Deva. The mighty Deva, who has so wondrously chosen to come and minister, making this a most unusual center of radiation, is a Deva from the Temple of Green. The Deva ministers for the purpose of stimulating the inner or divine activity into a certain definite action, not only for the students who come within its radiance, but to the city of Chicago and to North America. The mountain in Alaska. It is not generally known, in fact, not known in the outer world at all, that at the time the top of the mountain was blown off in Alaska, there were certain chemicals and forces liberated from the earth that temporarily dulled the activity of a large portion of mankind, and I wish to state that it was not an ordinary volcanic eruption. The Great Depression, 1929. The time has arrived when the depression is being and will be completely removed. The so-called depression that reached its lowest ebb some time ago is the result of this activity in Alaska. But, as is always the case, the great wisdom of the ascended host and their messengers, the ascended masters, always finds means of transmuting a thing that might be harmful into ultimate good. This is applicable to an individual as well as to a nation. The momentum of the so-called depression, I assure you, is completely broken. And as the ice breaks up in the springtime thaw, so is it being scattered, dissipated, and dissolved into its nothingness. The volcanic explosion in Alaska affected the World War also. Through the mighty radiation and lifting process of the ascended host, their assistance will cause a quickening and clearness of activity in the outer thought of mankind. This will surprise even those to whom it comes. It will be as though they are awakening from a dream. Let me again urge each one that when a disturbing thought comes, you put it out of your mind instantly, and do not accept it or allow it to get whirling into a momentum. Instead, say, "Get out! There is only God and His perfect activity in my life, home, and affairs." Keep up your work in knowing there are no personalities here. There is only God in action, everywhere present. This is a positive form, recognition, and acceptance of the mighty God presence, even though you are not having the attention on the thought of protection. Love. Love, being the hub of the universe, is naturally the cohesive element and is the power that projects into form. If people do not love enough, or not at all, they are shunned by everything, for they repel. Those who love attract. The very energy students use to criticize or condemn, if turned to the mighty presence, would not only give them relief, but would set into motion great light and understanding. We are all using enormous energy all the time, and the thoughtless use of it is enough to move a mountain. The power is in these words, and there is no mistake about it if the student will accept it. The mighty stream of life flows ceaselessly on, and it is so easy to enter into that stream and its perfect action in the recognition and acceptance of that mighty presence of God in us. The minute we deny or doubt, we turn ourselves out of this stream. All discord is but to call the attention to the fact that the outer or human self has turned out of it. The moment one entertains discordant thoughts and feelings, he has turned out of the stream, and the discord continues to build. There will come a machine for the directing of certain colors, charged and qualified by the individual operating the machine. Dinosaurs. There was a great mass thought or desire for drawing this atomic structure into form. By drawing certain foci into these large forms, it was much more quickly accomplished than otherwise would have been. In the beginning, these animals were not vicious, and they were entirely subservient to the direction of the individual. They were very friendly, as were all those giant creations originally. In that period, a great activity took place in drawing together large quantities of the atomic structure. There existed great love between them and the human, and thus the process of raising it was very rapid. There is so much concerning these previous civilizations which is not known today, that the outer world only has a fragmentary idea regarding that entire activity. The Great Central Sun. The truth is that the Great Central Sun is a presence, a form, and a place within the center of creation, radiating in all directions. I assure you, it is a very tangible place, a mighty and tremendous reality. Beloved Surya, the ascended Master Surya is really the Lord Maitreya. And from that great presence was the planetary action of Surya established. Surya is a constellation as well as a great cosmic master. All astronomical names and activity come from individuals, or come from the intelligent activity of God within the individuals. All were named after those individuals who had much to do with their manifestation. The name Maitreya contains a certain activity. Mrs. Ballard, is its use the release of a certain force with the quality of love and certain other attributes, the power within it? Saint Germain, all names used for astronomical purposes contain within them certain and very definite activity. Astrology and its use. All negative interpretation of astrology is only what individuals give it. The original reality and use of astrology was that it drew the attention of certain great beings to whom the individual was somewhat naturally attuned, that he might receive the radiation and uplift of the great beings. The idea that individuals are affected by the radiation of a planet, which is in no wise a personal force, is from the standpoint of reality a perfectly absurd thing. For a force to operate, it must have intelligence back of it. Consequently, knowing that God is the all-acting power in the universe, then we know that the quality from any planetary intelligence can only be good unless the mind of the individual requalifies it. The present astrology is a constant throwing of obstacles into the path of the individual. The idea that one of God's days is any more or less perfect than another for the activity of God's children is the most absurd thing imaginable. I am amazed that people's thought is so shallow that they do not think this through and see the absurdity of it. Take your questions to your God self. If the individual would take his or her stand upon any question in the mind and say, God, show me and tell me the truth about this thing, it would start an activity that would bring the full explanation. One must hold fast until the answer comes, for it always will. If one wants to go downtown, he continues until he arrives there. It is the same activity that is needed with mental work. When one starts a thing, he should continue on the way until he attains it. It seems so strange that individuals will not hold fast to the idea and use of the God quality in everything about them, instead of trying to requalify it themselves. However, if the student of understanding sees a wrong condition, then by knowing that there is only God in action, it might be considered qualifying, but it is really loosing the God power into action within it. This is really not re-qualifying, but instead is using the God quality already there. Regardless of what is taking place, all energy is God's energy. If people accepted the natural quality within, they would find it is really God. If they would know but this, it would be recognizing the true quality, and so only God could come back to them. The animal element. The substance that came into form was at one time far denser than now. The animal element that came through the lower activity, or the conscious lowering to creating for pleasure, caused the creation of the animal form in the atomic structure of the outer world. In other words, the bodies of animals are the objectification of the thoughts and feelings held in the outer consciousness of human beings when they created simply for the gratification of appetite and pleasure sensation. An eternal truth. The human soul never evolves through the animal. The outer atomic structure is but the raised or prepared condition for it to be used in the forming of human bodies. This is nearing the last step from the atomic into the electronic structure. The human soul came directly from God. Therefore, it could not have evolved out of the group soul of the animal. The human soul must go back to God. Understanding the absolute certainty of the law of free will, the law of the expression of the fullness of God, it must go through every phase of experience, attaining again that perfection through the conscious understanding of all phases of life's activity. At the time free will was given to the individualization, certainly not unknowingly of what would come, knowing there were two opposites throughout all lower manifestation, the soul went forth to conquer all negative conditions and again returned to that perfect state, crowned with the victory of self-conscious knowledge. This is why one cannot learn from another's experience. Each must go through all experience and conquer himself or herself. That is the reason for the long process of re-embodiment, for the soul has to have periods of rest from this intense activity. This is why no arisen master ever has such a thing as a condemnatory thought, for they have gone through all experience in order to come to the arisen state. This, however, does not mean in every detail. The power, through self-conscious knowledge gained through the life of experience, gives one infinitely greater capacity, greater understanding, greater power than one who has never come into it at all. This is why one who has come down through the human experience and by self-effort has raised himself to become an ascended being is master over even the angel devas. There are some angel devas who have been through the human experience. Coming life of the angels. There will come a time in a very much higher phase of the experience of life when the angels who have never humanly embodied will come forth, and through certain memory records of this present life experience will be taught these things on a higher scale and with a speed that is hardly conceivable in the present day. Affirmations. I am the presence that disconnects my being and world from the magnetic pull of earth and all human creation. I am the presence that frees me from any condition. Benediction. Mighty cherubim, mighty presence of the messengers of God, we give praise and thanks for the outpouring this day, and that thou hast reached over all of North America, unclothing thy power there, giving clearness and free dominion of thought to mankind. We give praise and thanks that this mighty activity has been accomplished. See that this mighty work goes on until the emancipation of mankind is completed.